Prosecutors allege John Erickson directed campaign contributions to more than 20 candidates. The charges also link Erickson to Kenosha businessman Dennis Troja, who pleaded guilty earlier this summer to illegally funneling donations to the Democratic Party and President Bush. Prosecutors say Erickson, Troja, and others identified public officials who supported Indian gaming or relaxing the restrictions on interstate trucking. Those are both areas where Troja had business interests. Erickson would then allegedly steer campaign contributions to these officials in excess of state and federal law. Prosecutors say Erickson oversaw the cash fund that would reimburse people who donated to these candidates. At the time, he was an employee of JHT Holdings, a company owned by Troja. According to the U.S. Attorney's Office, Erickson funneled $18,000 to the campaign of President Bush, more than $100,000 to multiple congressional candidates, and more than $100,000 to the Wisconsin governor's race. None of the campaigns were accused of any wrongdoing. If convicted, Erickson faces up to 2 years in prison and a fine of $200,000. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.